Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, what's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. I had a mind-altering epiphany on Tuesday. I am at peace with who I am, what I'm doing, and my plan for the future. If I'm to be honest with you, this shocked me because I've been chasing this need for peace for as long as I can remember. In 2012, I made several attempts to finally understand myself. I got a master's degree, I started teaching, I took several personal development courses, and still didn't understand or believe that I was on the right path. I didn't take action. And for the next 7 years, I would make a bunch of decisions, both good and bad, that ultimately led me right here, relaxing in who I am. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/295. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. It's hard to believe that it's 2019. Time truly flies. And when I think back to pivotal moments in my life, a year that I return to is 2012. It really was a pivotal year for me, and when I look back, I'm kind of amazed at what happened in that year. I finished my master's degree, I started teaching, and I took several personal development courses. One of the courses was called Relax into Success. And in reflection, I don't think I did a whole lot of relaxing, and there wasn't a lot of success. So as I was thinking about this course, I decided I'd dig out the notebook from that class and read what was the result of that class. And I was shocked at what I discovered today. I am finally relaxing into who I am. But what blew my mind was some of the phrases that I wrote down in this course 7 years ago. Here's a taste. I reveal what is hidden within. An uncomfortable pursuit of truth. Magically evocative. Soul capturer. Synthesizer of information. Why am I here? To listen, ask, and shatter mental inaction. Show the world what is missing in what already exists. To witness humanity. Wow. This is 4 years before I even got the idea to do this podcast. 4 years before I started writing weekly. 4 years before I really started to make an effort to change. And 7 years later, those words speak to who I am today. And when I travel back in time to 2012, Chris, I so did not get what I was writing down. I am actually kind of blown away by the framework of who I am today because of those words. And I'm a little bit emotional about it because I get it now. This is exactly who I am and where I'm headed. Why did I not understand that then? Why did I allow 7 years of pain to guide my life in order to get me to this place? Why was I holding on so hard to who I was then? Who was I then? I was the creative professional. Making the best promotional materials for businesses and nonprofits. I was busting butt to make websites, logos, videos, promotional photos. I was proving myself and I was proving that my identity was that. I was a doer. I was a maker. I was full of hustle, out to prove myself and to prove to the naysayers, to the people that said that I would never make something of myself, that I was going to do that. But did I actually believe in myself deep down inside? No. I was so full of imposter syndrome. I was so full of doubt. I didn't believe it. And today I don't feel that. And it's all because of two conversations on this podcast. The first was with Eric Thane a few episodes ago, where he talked about how much he invests in his personal development. The second was a conversation with Janelle Allen, and that one's to be released next month. But she mentioned in a pre-conversation that tunnel vision is a fight. And sometimes you need to know when it's time to let go and move on. I had to let go of my past identity as a creative professional and focus instead on what are my strengths. And I need to build a solutions-focused mindset. After that conversation with Eric, I signed up for a coaching certification program. And I really started to dive into the material. I have a ways to go, but even in the first course, it has started to transform the inner tapes in my head. And it's forced me to ask questions about this transition of my business to something built around my strengths. And it's questions like this: what am I doing that works? What supports the things that work? What is the business model around the things that work? And do the benefits of relaxing in who I am and the activities that I do support those strengths and solutions? What's interesting is that nothing really changed but this insistence on strengths and solutions and really making an effort to go after those things that really speak to those strengths. Internally, I have a lot of pessimism and cynicism playing through my head. Sometimes it comes out in this podcast. But what I've discovered is that keeping my mind focused on strengths and solutions has cut through that pessimism like a hot knife through butter. And I am so grateful for that. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Janelle. So I want to share five benefits that I've discovered of relaxing in who I am. The first is that visualization actually works for me now. I've read about visualization in The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, where you visualize what you're doing and how you're performing and how you're showing up. And when I was a creative professional, I couldn't really visualize myself in the process. I could only see what the product or the service looked like. I couldn't see myself in that, though. And so there was always a disconnect between the service that I was providing, the impact that I was making in myself, and also the impact with other people. There were two important components missing in that visualization: myself and the client. But now, as I was preparing for a workshop earlier this week, I was laying in bed visualizing how I was showing up and how people were responding. And when I got into the workshop, I wasn't afraid of what was going to happen. And it blew my freaking mind, honestly. The second benefit is that I actually believe my affirmations now. Instead of saying, you know, I'm the best filmmaker I can be, which I don't believe, I can actually say, I am doing the best that I can to bring my passion for curiosity and questioning and creativity to people so that they can learn and act on it. And I believe that, because that is my strength. A third benefit of this relaxation was actually a surprise. In 13 years of running my business, I don't think I've ever asked a client for feedback on a project. No. I can't remember a time where I did that. and it's because I was afraid to be told that the project didn't meet the needs. And I think on one hand, I have suffered in my business in terms of success because of that fear of asking for feedback. Because my identity was so wrapped up in who I was as a creative professional that any feedback that was negative would have crushed me. But yesterday, the day after I did this workshop, I reached out to them and asked for feedback. I asked for what went well, what stuck, and what could be improved upon. And I wasn't afraid to write that up. Again, I'm feeling a little bit emotional about that, because that, to me, is a huge shift. Where is my identity at now? It's no longer as the creative professional. And any feedback isn't going to crush who I am. The fourth benefit is I'm not as defensive now with critique and feedback. And it's important that you recognize the word as. I'm not as defensive. I still feel a little bit of wanting to defend what I've done. And I don't think that will ever go away. But I need to be open to critique and feedback so that I can get closer to the goals that I have in the future. But I don't want to just roll over and take everything. I need to assess the feedback and take what is applicable and what can just be put aside, that it's not the right time, or maybe it just doesn't fit, or maybe it just doesn't work with how I'm thinking about this, but it might work in the future. The fifth and final benefit is that I have a true sense of inner peace. And it's a little bit weird, but I'm so grateful for it. I'm so, so, so grateful for this inner peace, because I don't feel like I need to use all my energy to fight for this past identity. Now I can work toward what I want to do. So an important note about relaxation here and inner peace. By no means does this mean that I'm not going to hustle or work hard. I am not lazy by any means in this relaxation. What this means is that I don't have the doubt or existential dread that comes in the form of asking the question, what am I doing with my life? Instead, I have the ability to finally believe what I wrote 7 years ago. I reveal what is hidden within. I am here to listen, ask, and shatter mental inaction. Now that is a vision of success I can relax into. Thank you, 2012 Chris, for doing that work that I can believe in 7 years later. So the question that I have is this. What about you? I've just told you my journey of relaxing into who I am. But what about you? Are you able to relax into who you are? And what will it take for you to finally believe in not only your journey, but in who you are and what you are all about? Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.